This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, December 5th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Valley. Here's today's headlines. Vaden discusses farm aid. Trump to meet with Canadian and Mexican leaders. Soybean industry looks to Syria again. Trump farm aid will cover a wide variety of crops. The Trump administration's big farm aid package is expected to be announced next week. Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Stephen Vaden tells AgriPulse, quote, a wide variety of commodity crops will be eligible for the program. In an extended interview with AgriPulse newsmakers, Vaden didn't detail how the program will work and which commodities will be covered, but he says USDA, quote, has certainly heard from specialty crop community. As for the program size, newsmakers anchor Lydia Johnson noted that the USDA had earmarked more than $12 billion for farmer aid. How it gets divided up between what commodities? That's obviously what the announcement's going to be. We set aside that money for a reason. It's our intent to use it, Vaden said. Vaden also discusses other key issues, including a timeline for USDA reorganization and how the department is attacking food inflation. That full show will be available today at agripulse.com. And also don't miss House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania telling AgriPulse yesterday that the USDA's farm assistance package will account for low commodity prices and not just export losses. Soccer statecraft. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney's U.S. trip comes after President Donald Trump nixed trade talks between the two countries in October over anti-tariff ad run by the Ontario government. The visit will be the first face-to-face meeting between Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum and Trump since she took office in October 2024. Canadian officials are downplaying expectations. Canada's minister responsible for U.S.-Canada trade, Dominic LeBlanc, told Bloomberg yesterday that there are no trade issues discussion planned, but says Canada is ready to resume negotiations. In a press briefing yesterday, Sheinbaum said she does hope to talk tariffs with the U.S. president. Take note, the meeting comes as all three countries are preparing for a 2026 review of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. U.S. officials have heard from several ag industries this week on the benefits of the deal for U.S. exports, but the administration is signaling that it hasn't yet decided on how to proceed. Trump could still break the deal into two bilateral trade deals or scrap it altogether, U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer said on a political podcast set to air today. The president's view is he only wants deals that are a good deal. The reason why we built a review period into USMCA was in case we needed to revise, review, or exit, Greer will tell Politico's Dasha Burns, according to a preview. Soybean industry resumes marketing efforts in Syria. U.S. Soybean Export Council said yesterday it will resume efforts to increase soybean exports to Syria following the removal of some sanctions. The U.S. has not exported to soybeans to Syria since 2011 when the U.S. imposed sanctions following the outbreak of a civil war. In 2010, U.S. soy exports to the country were both worth more than $160 million, according to FAS data. As we seek to diversify global markets for U.S. soy, Syria has great potential, Export Council CEO Jim Sutter said in a statement. We look forward to getting our feet on the ground and building partnerships with the industry once again. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Summit Carbon Solutions reviewing a North Dakota judge decision that found a state law on property rights and carbon dioxide storage unconstitutional. Summit, the firm behind a delayed plan to build a nearly $10 billion multi-state pipeline that would capture and store carbon dioxide emissions from ethanol plants across the U.S. Corn Belt. Although it and other companies were not targeted in the lawsuit from landowner and farm groups, some observers say the decision could end up having far-reaching implications. The state law at issue involves pore space. Those are empty spaces below the ground surface used in carbon emission sequestration and storage. Summit is, quote, evaluating our options, the company statement said. Our North Dakota pore space remains an important long-term asset for the project and our partners, including the state of North Dakota, our ethanol plant customers, and the communities we serve. FDA gives green light for new drug to treat screwworm and cattle fever ticks. The Food and Drug Administration yesterday conditionally approved a new topical treatment to prevent and treat New World screwworm larvae infestations in cattle. The product, Exalt Cattle CA1, can also treat cattle fever ticks in beef cattle that are 2 months of age or older and replacement dairy heifers younger than 20 months old, according to an FDA press release. In that release, FDA Commissioner Marty McCary said the action gives cattle producers a new tool to combat two parasites threatening the well-being of cattle in the U.S. He added that it is the first time the FDA has approved a drug for controlling cattle fever ticks. EPA likely to punt RVO rules into next year. Biofuels industry hopes are fading fast that EPA will be able to deliver final blending rules for 26-27 before year's end. Regulatory logistics alone make it a tough climb for the Trump administration to issue the renewable volume obligations, or RVOs, before December 31st. That, according to Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Brett Gibbs. He said on X this week, quote, finalizing RVOs by year end has become unlikely. Scott Irwin, an ag professor at the University of Illinois, agrees with Gibbs, saying he'd be, quote, shocked to see the biofuel blending rules come out this holiday season. They likely won't do it until early 2026. Emily Score, CEO of Ethanol Trade Group Growth Energy, told AgriPulse last month. EPA on Thursday said the agency is reviewing public comments on proposed rules as they work toward a final regulation. Here's today's final word. Andrew Ross Sorkin. China was supposed to buy 12 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans by the end of this year. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent reply, no, by the end of the season. So I think that will be February 28th, they are in a perfect cadence to complete that goal. The conversation is Bessent with Sorkin, a financial journalist, at an event on Wednesday. A White House fact sheet on the U.S.-China deal is still available online, says China committed to buying 12 million tons, quote, during the last 2 months of 2025. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, December 5th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.